The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Are they going to move right on past him? Because you saw the other day, the report came out that both he and Devontae were mad. But Devontae had over 100. AJ didn't. On the play where you see where Jalen Hurts overthrew him, AJ, if he keeps running instead of slowing down, he catches that ball. So he can't blame just Jalen.
Yeah. It's interesting because I think apparently A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, and Jalen Hurts had like a sit-down meeting and it went really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think A.J. Brown is able to be pretty normal a lot of the time, but just pops off on social media, and then especially in Philadelphia, it creates this like S-show kind of surrounding it. I don't know that that's going anywhere, but if they win and he gets back involved, I think it takes care of itself. As long as the going is good with AJ Brown, I don't think anybody's too worried about it. You know, people just be like, it's AJ being AJ.
Yep.
The going's just not very good right now. Sirianni's always been a pretty volatile dude, emotional dude. It's almost like you wonder what Big Dom's role is in keeping everybody calm up there.
Dom got to keep himself together right now. They always mess with Dom.
Right. The Eagles' schedule is pretty interesting over the next few weeks. They play Thursday night, so they play in two nights against the Giants. I haven't looked. What's the line for that thing?
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess it? I'll pull it up.
Who?
Eagles going to New York to play the Giants.
Eagles -5.5.
7.5.
Wow. That's higher than what we were, or lower? When they came here.
High. I think that's higher. White Brian, do you remember what the spread was?
He's not in there.
White Brian and Jeff aren't in there. Is that Lamphill's doing? Is Lamphill just pummeling all you guys?
He's destroying people in there. He putting out that secret gas.
Well, and Lamphill didn't get the red beans and rice because he said that does trouble to his stomach.
Whatever he eats.
Wait, Brian, what was the line week one, Commanders Giants? Do you remember?
6.5?
Yeah, so, and that was here, too. So that's the Commanders favored at home. This is Philly favored by 1.5 on the road. Some concern about Jackson Dart's health already. He's on the injury report with a hamstring. Brian Daboll said he's going to be just fine. Maybe we see if Pat Leonard can join us this week, because Pat is not holding back, man. Pat has already written a story about the Giants' ownership needs to be careful that they don't wreck Jackson Dart, and he thinks it's already entirely possible. This is from – Pat Leonard wrote this story yesterday, B. Listen to this. This is why Giants ownership needed to turn over to a new regime in the offseason. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart has now been thrust into a no-win situation, playing for a lame duck coach on a bad roster for a franchise that never gets out of its own way. Strong words, dude. Now they play Thursday night. It's WB, you're a Giant fan. Are you concerned about Jackson Dart just getting chewed up and thrown out too early in his career?
No, I think he plays up to it, though. He's looked mostly fine.
He looks mostly fine, but you know what, though? Dude going to have to realize he's a quarterback. He liked to run. He liked to jet. Yeah, somebody going to take a shot at him, letting you know it.
What I wonder with Dart, maybe this is more Daboll than Dart. On the first 15, the scripted plays, the Giants' offense has looked really good early in games. I think they were up 14-0 on the Saints. It's after that is when things get bogged down, and I'm not sure that they're going to get the answers to that. B, answer me this, dude. Of the following 4-1 teams, who do you buy most? Colts, Jags, Niners.
The Niners I have to buy because they've been there before, and right now they're winning with Mac Jones. I buy them because their coaching staff seems to get the best out of their players no matter who it is. I haven't seen the Colts this year play in a game to be able to, but I saw the Jaguars last night, so I'll put the Jaguars ahead of the Colts at this point.
What will it take for you to buy Danny Dimes and the Colts? Because that roster's pretty good.
If I watch an actual game and see him perform at a level like this has been showing right now, I will probably buy it. Like, I didn't believe in Jaguars till I saw him last night. And after I saw him, I'm like, you know what? Every haymaker the Chiefs threw, they took it and threw one back.
Yeah, man.
So I had to give them their credit.
All right, B, we have breaking news in the NFL. Pretty obvious to me that if the Bengals wanted to make a big move with Joe Burrow out, you go get Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins makes a ton of cash, and the Bengals don't like spending a ton of cash. So the Bengals have traded for a veteran quarterback.
Who?
Joe Flacco.
That's not going to help much because his arm is not Joe Burrow's. They got the same first name with it, but, like, that offense is high-powered. I don't know if Joe can, at this point in his career, consistently get the ball down the field for them.
We'll see. The Bengals make a move. Jake Browning's been god-awful. I think the Bengals want to stay competitive. I don't know that it's going to work. Joe Flacco headed to Cincinnati per rap sheet. The Bengals, the Steelers are 3-1. The Bengals are 2-3. Ravens are 1-4. The Browns are 1-4. Maybe they think they can compete in that division. But, I mean, if we're just looking at the AFC playoff picture right now, and it's early, but you'd have the Bills winning the East, Steelers in the North, Colts or Jags would be a coin flip. And then Chargers or Broncos would be a coin flip. So assuming it, let's just play it out here. So you'd go Bills, Steelers, Colts win, Chargers win, then the Broncos are in, the Jags are in. The seventh playoff spot, the final playoff spot in the NFC, in the AFC rather, I think it's reasonable for the Bengals to think they're a factor in that. The Pats are 3-2. Would be the seventh team right now. And since he's only a game behind, I don't know that Flacco's going to be able to do much for them. That defense still stinks. But I could wrap my head around the Flacco trade. It's certainly the cheaper option than going to get Kirk. Or even, what does Jameis make? Do you think Jameis would make more of an impact for Cincinnati than Flacco will?
Because Jameis can throw the ball down the field. And those receivers that they have, Jameis, you remember that he threw 30 touchdowns, right? If he had those receivers, and he'll end up with 35, 40 touchdowns. Because they will go get it.
We'll wrap up the AFC on this question. And I think we touched on it this morning. Are the Ravens cooked, B?
If Lamar going to be out for multiple weeks and the defense stays like it is, yes.
It's kinda...
Hate to say it because I don't want to see – listen, John is my dude. Listen, that team up there, and you like how they play hard-nosed. I like the way they play. But if they can't get Lamar back, if Lamar don't come back, and people are going to just focus on Derek. And I don't think Rush can get it done like Lamar can.
So looking at the Eagles, their schedule kind of going forward, they get the Giants on Thursday, which they're a big favorite. Then they play the Vikings, I think. It seems like the Eagles will kind of keep rolling. I don't know when J.J. McCarthy's coming back. Two of the next three for Philly are against the Giants. So that seems like a pretty advantageous situation. The Ravens don't get much of a break here. The Ravens host the Rams this Sunday. Then they get the Bears at home the following Sunday. Then they do get the Dolphins. The Ravens do get to play the AFC East, so you get Dolphins, Jets, Pats. It's hard for me to say the Ravens are done when you look at the division. But it all kind of depends on Lamar.
100%.
And I don't know that there's any – the way Lamar operates is usually pretty closed off, not always a ton of information.
None.
So we know that Lamar missed last week against Houston, and they got absolutely boat raced, and it's unknown if he's going to play this week. Without Lamar, dude, it's going to be incredibly tricky.
Without Lamar, it's going to be – they can't win.
You think?
He can overcome a team scoring 28. Rush is not going to overcome that.
What do you think is – John Harbaugh, yesterday's press conference, said everything's on the table as far as scheme and personnel changes. Specifically, everything's on the table. There are guys in that area where they still have to prove themselves. They are the starters because they have earned that to a point. But you've got to keep earning that. You've got to keep getting better. You can't plateau. If we're hoping for you to make more progress as a player and it's not happening, at some point in time, somebody else is going to get a chance. You wonder if they're going to turn to Tyler Huntley. Cooper Rush got the last game. I don't know, man. The Ravens, do you think Harbaugh's the type of dude where he would ever fire Orr? Whether it's Orr's fault
he
or not.
He said no at this point, but it's possible. If they go to him and say, hey, you either fire him or we fire you, what are you going to do?
Right. Well, we know what Rizzo did.
Yep.
Rap Sheet says the Bengals have been calling around for 48 hours to lots of teams, and finally the Browns. It's pretty wild to trade from Cleveland to Cincinnati.
Well, they know he can get him that quickly. He probably don't even need to send a private jet to him.
Just get in the car.
Yeah, send him old party bus.
I feel. What car do we think Flacco drives? Like a very responsible Volvo SUV.
He probably got a big SUV, Escalade or something like that.
I could see him driving
Wagoneer,
like a dope F-150.
Yeah, but like most of these schools have a lot of kids. They need a Wagoneer. They need a bus.
We're gonna run. Is Flacco one of the lot of kids guys?
I think Flacco got about 4 or 5 of them.
Got the cash.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco.
Don't have 14.
Family. Looks like 2 or 3 kids.
I thought it was like 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing pictures with 4.
Yeah. I thought it was like 4 of them for sure.
Might be 5. Hold on. This picture's from Cleveland. Is that his wife about 2 feet shorter than him and then five kids? Yeah. Busy man.
Yeah.
Not as busy as Sean Alexander.
Yes, indeed.
Phil Rivers. All right, that's going around the AFC.
He got an offense and a whole kicking crew.
We're going to go around the NFC when we return. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you from the Navy Yard Studios here in Washington, D.C. Commanders coming off a big victory, playing on Monday night against the Chicago Bears. So for some reason, Chicago Bears fans think that we are a rival. We're not their rivals, but they want to be, so we'll give them what they want. As long as we keep beating them, they continue to hate us as much as they want, as they do. They can hate on Jaden. They can hate on anything they want. But ultimately, we're only concerned about this team getting better, and it could get a lot better if people start to get healthy. Okay, we know we still are missing Terry McLaurin and also Noah Brown. We'll begin to find out more information about them to see who's going to be coming back. Don't know for sure if either one of those guys may play this week, but that one extra day could give them a little chance. JP normally has all the inside scoop of the injuries. Noah Brown, Terry McLaurin, you expect any play Monday night?
I will not say inside scoop on this one. I feel good about Terry.
Okay.
I asked Dan Quinn about it yesterday, and DQ's gotten very good at not saying anything.
That's a great coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's the role.
What was that song, Talking Loud Ain't Saying Nothing?
I asked him if he was optimistic about Terry. And I asked him specifically about Terry because in my head I knew he was going to tell me about Noah and Sam also.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's answer was, we're optimistic and we'll have more information as the week goes on to see where they're at with he and Noah and Sam Cosmi and a few other guys. We'll make sure we take all the right steps, just like we do with all the guys. I think the reality is we'll get a non-update on Wednesday that says we'll have more on Friday. Friday, they're not open to the media, so the actual update will be Saturday. I know with Noah Brown specifically,
mm-hmm.
part of the reason he didn't go on IR was because they thought, all right, well, we get the extra day going to Monday Night Football.
All right.
I don't know how much of an impact that'll have. Dan Quinn did say, with having an extra day, that never hurts. Can't hurt. Terry, last week, when I saw him for the first time since that Raiders game, was running. And so, to me, that's a really good sign.
Yeah.
We know he kind of looked around for other opinions. Right? Like, he went to other doctors.
But they went to the doctors because to make sure he didn't have to have surgery.
Right.
And if he didn't have to have surgery, then I would think that it was, if it was a tear or something, it wasn't as serious as first thought.
So I think when you combine those factors, I think there's real reason for optimism with Terry. I just don't know with Noah because I don't even definitively know when Noah got hurt.
In
Is this the injury from way back?
In practice.
And then it was agitated?
Probably was. I mean, that's the only – we saw him get hit that day. You saw him walk off the field. You saw how he reacted. And there's been nothing since then. Nothing.
The Noah Brown thing, I just – if he misses another one, if Noah Brown can't go this week, then you do wonder why they didn't put him on IR. But you can't let that be part of – your decision-making process either. Like, oh, you know, this will be his fourth straight game if he misses it. I don't think that should be a factor in their decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it will. I think it'll just be they thought he could make some progress and he couldn't. I feel better about Terry. I think Cosmi comes back for the Dallas game. I don't know that, but when was that Detroit game when he got hurt? Late January?
Yeah.
Mid-January?
I'm pulling up
the date. It was January 18th.
Yeah. It's right in the middle.
So that is barely, not even 9 months ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It's October. I mean, he had a full knee operation. Like,
yeah.
He's going to have it. He has done the work, done the rehab, is back in shape.
This is 9 months now.
I think there's some acclimation to football shape
True,
required, too.
But he's been doing more work than we see him doing. And remember, he's a lineman. He's not a running back or receiver, guy who has to change direction and do all kind of stuff. He has to be strong just to come off the line. It reacts, and then they naturally, most of them wear knee braces anyway to help protect them. It's a little different for the linemen than it is for the receivers and all.
We'll find out. Cosmi to me feels like the Cowboy game. I think you get Terry back this week, but that's just kind of my gut from what I've seen and spoken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a feel on the Noah Brown thing.
I don't. I have a feel because I never really – knew exactly what he was dealing with. I just knew it looked like a lower body to me.
That was a hockey injury. Lower body.
Yeah. That's all it seemed like to me.
I wanted to run through some of the NFC side of things, though, B. Rank these 4-1 teams in order of who you think is the best. Eagles, Lions, Bucks, Niners.
Just like they just named it.
Eagles, Lions, Bucks, Niners. Mm-hmm. All right, that's who you think is the best right now.
Mm-hmm.
Rank those four teams. Who you think will be playing the deepest into the playoffs?
I think Eagles or Lions, same way. The Bucks are starting to prove a lot to me. I still think if all three of those teams play their best, the Bucks are the third best. Now, with the guy, Njoku, dude from Ohio State, the receiver.
Abuka,
he balls.
Balls.
He can ball.
And they're dealing with injuries down there, yeah, too. I don't think the Niners, you wonder if the injuries catch up with them, but they haven't so far.
They haven't so far, but the thing about it, they're starting to get some of the people back. Question I would ask here, though.
Niners-Bucks is Sunday at 4:30. That's a good game.
I ask this question. Mac Jones keep playing as well as he playing. You automatically go back to Purdy?
Dude, I couldn't tell.
You just gave Purdy a lot of damn money.
I couldn't tell if they were joking or not, but watching last Thursday night, Rams-Niners, they kept talking about quarterback controversy. And maybe that was just like a weird Al Michaels joke, but.
But it's a serious question, though. They didn't really want to pay Purdy like they did, but they had to because he had been a starter. Now you got another guy here who's doing as well, but you would have to have somebody interested in him to make a move. You're not going to just make that move and just say, take all that guarantee and you can go. It's not going to happen.
Who's the best 3-2 team in the NFC? You got the Rams, the Seahawks,
Commanders,
the Vikings, and the Commanders.
I can't just put all other teams in front of them. I can't.
Even the Rams?
Even the Rams. Because, like, the Rams are something up with them. They give up games in certain situations. They have the receiver.
Puka.
They have two receivers. But still, I'm not overly hyped about the Rams. Have not been. He must be throwing napalm in that raffle.
Landfill
bro.
Doing work. Guys just keep fleeing the aquarium, dude.
That's disrespectful, Landfill. Very disrespectful.
Landfill, show some respect.
I mean, it really is. It's very rude.
It ain't right.
Yeah.
Jeff just coming here smiling. I'm like, damn. Hey, we're going to start charging for fresh air.
Yeah, dude. We started a fresh air tax. Do you buy the Vikings?
Not with Carson Wentz.
Been winning.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Browns in London.
Browns, dog. I still think Saints are horrible.
Yesterday...
I'm just going based off of Saints fans giving me consistent feedback daily. I get Saints feedback when I don't want it. I'm serious.
Yesterday, I was in studio Channel 4, and we did a look at the NFC East, because we haven't done it yet. You're five games into the season. It starts to matter. And I decided the Giants are cooked. You don't have to worry about the Giants. Do you agree with that? I think organizationally,
it's a train wreck. Yes. I really believe that team plays for that young man, although I think that young man is going to get a rude awakening here soon, but they play for him. J.D., Jackson Dart.
At 2-2-1, are you closing the door on the Cowboys?
No. Cowboys can score points.
Dak has been impressive. Yeah,
Dak has been throwing it down the field. Been impressive, but the defense seems to not be. They can't. They are hot. They're butter, and everybody else is a hot knife running right through them.
All right, when we come back, we got to make some bets. It's B. Mitchell Finley, Grant and Danny coming on after us. They got Bill Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt joining them at 5:00.
Hey, it's B. Mitchell JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The thing with the Rood systems is they control the humidity. If you control the humidity, you control the comfort, the temperature of your home. The systems are whisper quiet. You're not going to hear that clanging and banging in the middle of the night. Just peace of mind and good sleep. Plus, you can save a ton of cash, man. You saved up to $2,000 on heat pumps on federal tax credits through 2032. The feds are paying you to buy these things. You're crazy not to. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood like landfill.
Landfill's definitely not right. It ain't right.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bang. Something hysterical just happened. Wow. Shout out to Jeff. Jeff, take a victory lap. Jeff was able to prank... Hold on, B, Jeff was trying to set up this prank. When he tried to get you in the $100 golf ball challenge, that was a prank. B. Mitch had no interest in it. Guess who Jeff was able to get to do it?
Stallion?
Yes.
So what was it really the deal, Jeff?
All right, so I just lied to get people interested.
Lying to get my money?
I put four golf balls down. I was like, all right, you can only hit these golf balls from these spots, and you can't move the ball. So... he shoot two horrible ones and a fake ball that Commander Tequila sent over.
It bust up.
Was the third one in line. And he was like, if I break something, I'm blaming you, Jeff. And then he turned around and swung in the powder.
It was really funny.
So you
thought
you was going to get me with these balls?
He had like four balls lined up. It was honestly a very good way to get.
But when you look at this one, it does not look like a real ball.
When it's three white balls and one green ball, it do.
He had them all lined up, and it just looked like a bunch of different weird balls.
Look, if you see that on your golf ball.
Yeah, but B.
I wouldn't have been caught with that.
It was well executed.
He got the right person. He got Dumb. What do we call him? Dumb the Stallion. That's his name, right?
That's Lamb Hill's special name for him.
Dumb.
That was funny. Post the video. Who else could be got by that? Rooster, maybe?
I almost got Toby, but he was like, man, I'm not trying to break anything.
What? Why didn't you just, you don't think it would have broken if you just putted?
Oh, it definitely would have broken.
So you could just line up like. No,
it won't break if you miss it like somebody did.
I'm saying you could have just lined up a bunch of balls to be putted and then nobody would worry about it.
No, JP, that does not make it fun.
Isn't the point of it just to get the thing to break?
Yeah, but. Ryan barely hit the first ball. So with putting, he wasn't going to break it. And I put a little recycling bin in front of the glass door, so nothing wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, Jeff's security measures were very, very detailed. Whatever. You got Stallion. It was funny. My hat's off to you, Jeff. Let's make some bets, boys.
Uh-huh.
I believe only one of us won a bet last night. And it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, we should have had trust in the system. JP, you were the only winner.
Bang!
Tonight I'm taking the Yankees, baby. We ain't worried about the Blue Jays, JP.
I mean, you're down 2-0.
I'm also taking the Yankees.
You need to take a laxative.
Hey, if you do that, you really don't want to be around
him. Yeah, I think you might. I think
going
you might
home
need to
now.
Slow it down there, not speed it up, man.
Hell yeah,
Pepto.
Woo!
Popeye's getting at the boys today. Real quick information.
Everybody but me.
According to Connor Hughes, SMY New York, the Bengals did not call about Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson.
Hmm, that's stupid.
Who the hell they call about then if they've been working the phones?
Flacco.
Just
they call about who they got.
Just the cheapest possible option. So it's two Yankees bets in there, boys? What about you, Dub B? You're not betting on the Yankees.
Give me plus 1.5. I'm taking the Blue Jays.
Plus Connor Bedard to score.
Connor Bedard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, triple header.
Where you at, son?
You knew hockey started tonight?
Yeah, I knew that started tonight.
Tell me, there's six teams playing.
I don't know who's playing, but I know I heard it on the radio this morning driving in. I keep my ears open, dog. You need to keep those big-ass ears open.
Yo, the security guard downstairs, I walked in this morning, he's like, ears, I like that show. I was like, oh, thanks, buddy.
Give me the Aces tonight also.
Ooh.
Plus 3.5.
Is that the WNBA Finals?
No, that's tomorrow. I don't need them. That's tomorrow.
hockey's back, baby. I thought hockey started. As far as I know, hockey starts tomorrow with the Capitals. Baseball, taking the Mariners.
Mariners.
You heard me? Seattle Mariners to win in Detroit. F a Flaherty. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to John Bates for joining us. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to Ryan Leonard of the Washington Capitals for joining us. Really fun day. Grant and Danny coming your way next. They got Bill on this afternoon, 5 o'clock. Make sure you're listening. You made it this far. Landfill owes you something.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.